In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, our today's saint is Saint Peter of Alcantara, and he was a Spaniard who lived in the 1500s and belonged to a very strict branch of the Franciscan order. And he's a great model and example to us in doing penance. Saint Peter was especially noted of his great custody of the eyes. Custody of the eyes means that you especially watch out for seeing or watching anything which is contrary to the will of God, or which might tempt you to sin. But Saint Peter of Alcantara, he went as far as possible that one can be in watching and seeing only that which was strictly and absolutely necessary for him. For example, he was in his monastery in charge of serving the refectory for half a year, and once his superior and reproached him that he never gave any friars any of the fruit which was in his custody. And Saint Peter then only humbly and truthfully answered that he had never seen any fruits in his care in the refectory. And the truth was that he had never lifted up his eyes to the ceiling where the fruit was hanging on the twigs, as it is usual in countries where grapes are dried and preserved. And Saint Peter always kept his eyes strictly in his business. He didn't know what the church where he went to pray looked like, and he never even knew it was vaulted. He lived in that convent for 4 years, and he never even noticed a tree that grew near his door. And in the refectory, he ate constantly for 3 years in the same spot without ever seeing any other part of the whole hall than the part of the table where he sat and the ground on which he walked. He told Saint Teresa once that he lived in a house for 3 years without knowing any of his religious brothers except by their voices. And also from the time onwards when he became a Franciscan monk until all the way to his death, he never looked any woman in the face. These were truly marks of a religious man who thinks God first and who wants to die for himself. Children, Saint Peter of Alcantara, he always wanted to do only the will of God and not himself. He loved so much to pray and think about heavenly things that often he was put into ecstasy, that is, in a state where you can think and see nothing but the goodness of God, and where you pay no attention to anything else. And when he went into these raptures, as they called them, and he often went into the woods to experience them, and the peasants who were nearby, they heard him singing divinely and heavenly songs, and they thought he was crazy. But he was not crazy. He just loved God so much that he wanted to spend every time possible with him. Dear children, when we think about this poor and humble monk, Saint Peter of Alcantara, we should learn to love his way of loving God. Saint Peter loved God from all his heart, and he was never afraid to show it. It costs nothing for us to say that we love God, but unless we are prepared also to live in the way that people see that we love God, and then we wouldn't be worthy of our words. We must both love God and live according to His rules, even if some people think that we are crazy or that we do weird things, like when we fulfill our duties, like going to Mass on Sundays, praying the rosary, and so on. Many people, unfortunately, see those good things as weird things or even evil things. But we must never care or think about how people think of us, but only what God thinks of us, what is His will, and not to do the will of our own or other people. St. Peter also taught us that our senses must be restrained, and we must obey our own will and our senses and desires to be submit to the will of God in every time. That's why we do fasting, so that we wouldn't think so much about food or filling our own stomach, but only take as much as is necessary for us to be good and healthy servants of God. And that's why we also practice the custody of the eyes, so that we would not be tempted to evil things, but that we might read and watch only good things, like attend to at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, holding our rosary beads, or reading a part of sacred scripture, or a good spiritual book. If we love God, we must be able and willing to show that by our deeds. And as the saints have given us the great example, we can and we must truly spare some time for God during our days and during our lives. Because if we do that, if we remember and love God, God will also remember and love us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.